Just a lady and gentlemen, just a friendly reminder that Mincha this afternoon, 4:55 p.m., 4:55. I've been asked to remind you that Learning in the Shul this week is graciously sponsored by our dear friends, Dr. and Dr. Wenger, commemorating the yahrzeit of their grandfather, Avram Ben Avram. Mishnayos are learned traditionally, as they are every single day. Lili Nishma Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak, and our dear friend, Yonasan Aryeh Ben Malka, is going in for open heart surgery today, and I ask that we consider him as well when we study Mishnayos. Today's Mishnayos are coming from Masechta Olos, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnayos Gimel, and Dalet. The Mishnah tells us, Neser Shu Nasan Al Pitaner Yashan. If I have a board that's on top of an old oven. Now the board is directly on top, Yotzi Mizel Mizet Tefach, on each side it comes out just one Tefach, and there's no overhang on the other two sides, on the other two parallel sides. Avalominat Studen. So Tuma B'tzadzeh, if there's Tuma under one side of one of the boards, so in such a situation, Kelim Shoshah B'tzad HaSheni Tahorim, the Kelim on the other side are Torah, because the oven itself and the board that's on top of it acts as a barrier. So even though it's one long board, the fact that the oven is there separates it into two separate ledges, which doesn't allow the Tuma to carry through the board to be Matami things on the opposite side. Rabbi Yossi Mitami, but Rabbi Yossi disagrees with that idea, and he says it's one piece of board. It's not attached. It's on top. And so therefore, it can be Mitami. Habitach, what's a betach? It's like an upside-down utensil that's embedded into the ground. Eino maybe it's a tumah. It's not able to carry the tumah. Hayabuz is, what if it had a ledge? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, eino maybe it's a tumah. Rabbi Eliezer says the ledge is not going to go ahead and carry the tumah forward. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, roin es betach kilo eino bazis elyo maybe it's a tumah. We see the betach as though it's non-existent, and the extra ledge is going to be maybe a satuma. Sandal shel arisha shepsachu b'soch habayis. Let's say we have a situation where I have an upstairs floor and a downstairs floor, and there's no connection between the upstairs and the downstairs. And I have a crib that's not stable on its own, so I take a pot, turn it upside down, and let it act as the additional piece that holds the crib in place. Right? If there is a hole now between the lower level floor and the upper level floor, which before there was the hole of the size of a tefach, the tumah would not go from one floor to the next, and now it's there. So now hakol tameh. Now everything, if there's a hole of a pasach tefach, everything moves up and into the upper floor, and everything becomes tameh. But imlav, if there's no hole of pasach tefach, simonim kederach simonim b'meis. So then we do with it like we do with the mace. That is to say, something that's over the hole is going to become tameh. It's going to become tameh with the avatoma, and then we're going to have to see how far does it spread, depending on does it move into the pot. And we see the pot is independent of the crib, right? Which would be a second level tumah because it's not totally dependent on the pot. It's a crib in of itself, and that's how we would make the determination. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezer Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic day.